Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Success Stories, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, out on the terrace outside of my office here. On a beautiful sunny day here in Arizona. Yes, I have the sun behind the clouds, not actually hitting me, but you can see a beautiful view behind me as we see from our front yard down to the street and along the sides, and you see the Four Peaks Mountains in the background. Now there's some kind of a plane coming overhead. That happens all day long. Hopefully it doesn't drown me out. For Success Story Saturday, I am featuring the story of Jim Crane, just short and sweet. He is the owner of the now World Series champion Houston Astros. Interesting story, Jim Crane, who went into the insurance business after college. He was a pitcher on his baseball team in college, and he went into the insurance business following his dad, but then he borrowed some money from his sister, just 10 grand, and he started this air freight logistics business that he later on sold for multiple millions of dollars and reinvested that and bought another business and another and another. And to this day, he is the head of several businesses. I know he has interest in a venture capital business, in a logistics air freight company, the Houston Astros, of course, that he bought a few years ago for $680 million. He's worth a couple of billion. He bought a golf course. So in 2010, he bought the professional baseball team, and the next year he bought the Floridian National Golf Course in Florida. And he said those were his two lifelong dreams, to own a golf course and a professional baseball team. And he has been ranked the nation's number one CEO golfer. So there's a little bit of trivia about Jim Crane, and he owns a few other businesses also. I think they're insurance and oil, of course, because he moved. He was born in St. Louis, moved to Houston, with oil dominates the economy down there. And so there's a true entrepreneur owning a whole bunch of different businesses that are on the surface completely different and not connected in any way. But the skills of the entrepreneur are to take assets and combine them in new or different or efficient ways and create a better asset. And you can do that in any kind of business that floats his fancy, as do or can all of us, which I highly recommend you do. And Casey is here. Good to see you, Casey. Thanks for being here on Success Story Saturday. That'll do it for today. Oh, I didn't share my Rhino of the Day. Left it over there on my desk. I will share two of them tomorrow. How about we do that? So that's it for Success Story Saturday. I'll be back tomorrow with Sunday Funday and two Rhinos of the Day. Thanks for being here today from beautiful sunny Arizona with the Purple Mountain Majesties in the background. Steve Cypress signing off. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.